This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Parshas Chayisara, live from Cedarhurst, New York. So a few very important announcements. First, we want to thank Rabbi Leibish Schwartz for sponsoring tonight's shir. Zechus for all the Chayli Yisrael. Zechus HaTorah should protect all over Klal Yisrael. And Refuah Shlema to his mother, Gittel Rivka Bas Roiza L'Refuah Shlema. Thank him for sponsoring the shir, L'Kavod the Shurim. And the shirim on Sefer Bereishis are sponsored by Dodi Berko. As a chus for Ari Tzvi ben Liba Slava and Yusuf Tzvi ben Necha. Okay, welcome everyone. And tonight, we are not only going to be on Torah Anytime, but this shir is going to be syndicated on podcasts, on iTunes, on some of the other syndicators.
Netflix?
Whatever they are, you could catch the shir over there. Okay, so we continue in Sefer Bereishis, Parshas Chayisar. If anybody wants to participate in the upcoming Sefer on Sefer Bereishis, please contact us. Okay, Marv Raboisai. And of course, if anybody wants to get the new Sefer on Rav Meir, the good news is, let's see if... Rav Irwin, you ready for the big shir? Tomorrow morning, 5:30 a.m., there's a shir to Australia. It's going to be 9:30 p.m. in Australia, so Irwin's going to get a good night's sleep. Or maybe he's up already. It looks like he's up already, right? I have to get the good night's sleep. And if anybody wants to get at 5:30 in the morning, or if anybody wants to get the new Sefer on Rav Meir, you could go to Torah Anytime, go to the speakers, Gladstein, and you click the link, and the Sefer will be shipped to you. Okay, Parshas Chayisara. So Avram Avinu is making a deal with his trusty servant, Eliezer, and he says, do me a favor, I want you to find a shidduch for my wife, for my son Yitzchak. Now it's interesting. Yitzchak never publicly expressed any interest in getting married over here. Yitzchak's not even a player over here. But Avram Avinu is taking care of the deal like a good tata. A father has to marry off his kid. And he tells Eliezer, I want you to go back to my hometown and I want you to pick a wife for my son, for Yitzchak. And Eliezer says, well, what if she doesn't want to come with me? Maybe I'm going to need to bring him over there. And Avram says, Chas v'sholem, I really love Avram. He shomer lecha, watch out, pentoshe v'smi shoma, lest you bring my child over there. Heaven forbid that you take my child out of the land of Israel. Now, why was Avram hesitant to have Yitzchak leave Eretz Yisrael? The answer is, it doesn't say.
How old was Yitzchak?
Yitzchak was 37 years old at the time. It does not say why Abraham did not want Yitzchak to leave Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't say anywhere in Rashi. And this is where the share began. Because I was, I remember there's this idea that Yitzchak can't leave Eretz Yisrael. So I went to look at Rashi and I looked at Rashi and Rashi says absolutely nothing. So I'm scratching my head. I was sure it was a Rashi, you know. Well, isn't it a Rashi? Doesn't Rashi say something that Yitzchak can't leave Eretz Yisrael? Now I said, maybe it's a few psukim later. So Avram Avinu says, look, I want you to swear to me that you're going to find a wife for my son. And if the woman does not want lelechas acharecha to follow you, you will be clean from this oath. Just my son, do not bring over there. Now, Rak is a mir, it's exclusionary. Don't bring my son over there, but that sounds like someone else will go there. Namely, says Rashi, us, I figured, here's the Rashi. No, Rashi doesn't say anything. Rashi says, Rak miyot her, Rak is a mir. Beni einoi chayzer. My son won't go leave Israel. Aval Yaakov ben beni, soifer lachzer, but my grandson will leave Israel. So I'm thinking, where is this Rashi that Yitzchak Avinu cannot leave the land of Israel? I remembered it had something to do with the fact that he was a carbon and he's an oila, and a carbon oila can't leave the land of Israel. And I figured maybe it would be an interesting subject to speak about Yitzchak Avinu being an oila. Like, what does that mean? Could a human being a carbon? And then I looked in Parshas Toldos, and sure enough, in the following week, next week, where it says, Vayhi rav ba'aretz melvad ha'rav ha'rishon asher hoi b'mei Abraham, Vayilech Yitzchak el avimelech melech plishtim gerora. So Yitzchak is headed south of Israel. He's headed to the land of Egypt. He's going through the land of the Philistines. And God says, God appeared to him and said, don't go down to Egypt. Dwell in the land. Says Rashi, God appeared to Abraham and he says, don't go to Egypt. Al Tered Mitzrayma, says Rashi, he had in mind to go down to Mitzrayim, like his father did in the times of famine. So Hashem said, don't go, you're a carbon oila temima, ein chusar kedai lecha. Now it's interesting, Rashi doesn't say God said, don't go. The only thing is the Torah says, God said, don't go. God said, Al Tered Mitzrayma. Rashi says what God told Yitzchak was, you're a carbon oila tamima, you're a whole oila, you're a carbon that was brought on the Mizbeach, and therefore Chutz Aretz is not the right place for you. The Medrash elaborates further, Gur Ba'aretz Hazois, God said, live in this land. Rabbi Oishia said, you're an oila tamima, just like a carbon oila, if it leaves the Kla'im, it's Pasul. So to you, if you leave Eretz Yisrael, you're going to become Pasul. So Yitzchak is a carbon. And God said, no, don't do it. You can't leave. Just like a carbon oila, if it leaves the curtains, it becomes Pasul. So to you, if you leave Eretz Yisrael, you become Pasul.
Only that carbon? No, other carbonos?
Other carbonos, you're allowed to eat perhaps outside in Yerushalayim. But a carbon oila cannot leave the confines of the klal. Now, here's the question. True. So what's interesting here is Yitzchak a carbon or is he not a carbon? If he's a carbon, then he should permanently move in to the location of the Beis HaMikdash. You know, because a carbon can't leave the confines of the klal. Forget about Yerushalayim, he can't even leave the Azara. And here, there's no problem with Yitzchak leaving the Beis HaMikdash. There's no problem with him leaving Yerushalayim. There's a problem with him leaving Israel. So if he's a carbon, he shouldn't be allowed to leave the Beis HaMikdash. If he's not a carbon, then he should be able to go to Mitzrayim. What exactly is this like mathematical equation? You're something like a carbon, and therefore you can't leave Israel. Either you can't leave the temple, or you're not a carbon. But my question is, why does Rashi only comment in next week's parsha, when God told Yitzchak, don't go to Egypt, Rashi says, you know why you can't go to Egypt? Because you're a carbon oila. Why doesn't Rashi comment in this week's parsha, when Avram tells Eliezer, don't you dare take Yitzchak to Chutz Laaretz, Rashi should say, on the spot, you know why you can't take him to Chutz Laaretz? Because he's a carbon oila, and you're not allowed to take an oila Chutz Laaretz. Why did Rashi only, so to speak, wake up next week? Why this week is no reason offered? Now, the truth is, many, many Mefarshim do say on this week's Parsha that the reason why Avraham Avinu told Eliezer, don't take Yitzchak to Chutz Laaretz, is because he's a carbon oila. Namely, Rabbeinu Bechai writes in number 7, Pentoshevetz b'ni Shama, Pentoilechetz b'ni Shama, maybe you're going to take my son there, Ki lo haya Avraham chafetz sheyetze Yitzchak min ha'aretz ha'kadosh to Chutz Laaretz. Avraham did not want Yitzchak to leave the Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz, l'fishehu ha'ayla t'mima, because he's a carbon oila. So Rabin, what I want Rashi to say here, that which Rashi says next week, Rabin Mechaye Taka says here. In fact, I saw an interesting gematria in the Sefer, Keren LeDavid Ulazaroi. If you look at the pasuk, Vayomer Elav Avraham, and Avraham said to him, what does this mean, Vayomer Elav Avraham? The Rosh Tevois of this pasuk, Vav, Aleph, Aleph, Hey, Lamed, Pen, Tav, Aleph, Beis, Shin. You got that all computed? The gematria of the Rosh Tevois of this pasuk is Yitzchak Oila Tamimahu. So I'm sure you figured that out on the spot, but that's why I put it on just in case somebody didn't compute it. That the gematria of the Rosh Tevois of this pasuk is Yitzchak is an Oila Tamimah. So what I wanted Rashi to say, and what Rabbeinu Bechai says, in fact, is the pshat in what Avraham told Eliezer, is Merumah's Begamatria on the Rosh Tevois. In fact, even further, what I wanted Rashi to say, the Chizkuni says, Rashi says. Look in the Chizkuni, number 9. When Avraham tells Eliezer, Rak es b'ni, lo yisashev shama, B'ni, my son won't return. Lafishu oila tamima, because he's an oila tamima. V'ein chutzlaretz kedai loy. And chutzlaretz is not worthy of him. Eini roitzah she'etz merzach l'zasai. Now, one second. What the Chizkuni says, Rashi doesn't say. Chizkuni is extrapolating based on what Rashi says in next week's parsha, and he's saying Rashi over there. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yitzchak, don't leave, Hashem said, don't leave because you're not allowed to Tamima. So the Chizkuni says, that's what Rashi means over here, why Avraham told Eliezer that you can't take Yitzchak out of Eretz Yisrael. But again, I'm still troubled. Why, in fact, did Rashi not say in this week's parsha that Avraham told Eliezer, don't take him out because he's a carbon oila? Now, I remembered something, but I couldn't put my finger on it until I published the sheets, and then I just added to it. There is another Rashi in Chumash that there's another nafgamina that Yitzchak Avinu was a carbon oila. And we're going to come to it toward the end of the shir. In preparing the shir, I saw two chidushim, actually two different svarim of Rab Shmuel Baruch Ganat. One he wrote an article in Moria Journal, and one is from the Sefer Kuntres Rinas Shmuel. And he has the following interesting question. Why did the Ribbono Shel Olam have to tell Yitzchak, stay in Gerar, don't go to Egypt during the famine? Didn't Yitzchak know already he's not a leave Eretz Yisrael? That's what Avraham told Eliezer, don't take my son to Chutz Laretz. So didn't Yitzchak already know from the Hashem came to Eliezer? Avraham came to Eliezer. He said, Eliezer, don't take Yitzchak out. Presumably it's because he's a carbon oila. So from there, Yitzchak should have gleaned that as a carbon oila, he's not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. So then why does God have to appear to him next week and say, Yitzchak, don't you dare leave Eretz Yisrael, you're a carbon oila. Yitzchak should have said, you know, I already know that. My father already told Eliezer, I can't leave Eretz Yisrael. So Rav Shmuel Baruch Ganat offers the following answer, and I have somewhat of a problem with it. He says like this, Yitzchak knew he was a carbon oila. And that's why he wasn't allowed to find a shidduch in Chutz La'aretz. But we know that a carbon is only a carbon as long as it's tamima. But as soon as it becomes a baal mum, it doesn't have kedusha anymore. In next week's parsha, the pasuk says, "Vayhi kizake in Yitzchak vatechena inav mera'ois." His eyes dimmed. The eyes of Yitzchak Avinu dimmed. Now the Rambam writes in Hilchos Bias Hamikdash that someone who's not able to see well is considered a baal mum. So Yitzchak figured, I know I couldn't find the shidduch in Aram Naharayim because I'm a carbon oila, but that's when I was seeing good. That's when I was a young chap. But now I'm much older now. Now during the famine. Now I'm married. Now I'm much older. Now I can't really see that well. Now I'm a pasul carbon. So maybe now I could go to Chutz La'aretz. That's why, even though the Ribbono Shel Olam, even though Avraham told Eliezer, don't take Yitzchak to Chutz La'aretz, because he's a carbon, Yitzchak thought, that's very nice, that's when I was seeing good, but now I'm not seeing good anymore, so now I'm a baal mum. So if I'm a baal mum, I could go to Chutz La'aretz. So I wasn't satisfied with this answer, for the following reason. At what point in Yitzchak's life was he not able to see well? So, it depends how he became blind. If it's because he became blind from the wives of Esav, Rashi says he became blind from the wives of Esav. Esav wasn't born yet, so he's not blind yet. If he's not blind yet, he could see. So he's not a baal mum. So then he shouldn't be able to go to Chutz La'aretz. So the question returns: why did God have to tell him don't go Chutz La'aretz? He wasn't a baal mum yet. Elamai, you go like the what? From the Akedah. So it was the Akedah, he was blind from the beginning, even before he was looking for it. He was blind as a little kid. Excuse me, he was blind at 37. So then what?
The tears
of the Malachim fell on his eyes. So if that's the case, before he was looking for a Shidduch already, he was blind, and yet the Ribbono Shel Olam said, don't leave because you're a carbon. So then what changed exactly in the middle? Now, for some reason though, the Rav Ganat is saying that in between when he was looking for a shidduch and when there was a famine, that's when he became blind, and that's why Yitzchak thought, since he's a baal mum, he could go to Chutz La'aretz. His mistake was that Yitzchak thought he's a baal mum, and a baal mum is a problem before he became a carbon. But here, where, in other words, what makes Yitzchak an oila? The fact that he went on the Mizbeach. So if he becomes a Balmum, this is like becoming a Balmum before his Hakrava, which is a problem. But the truth is, he already was Nikrav, because his ashes are piled on the Har HaMoriah, and if you become a Balmum after the Karban, that does not passel you, so he was considered still a Karban. Be it as it may, again, let's review the question and the answer. The question was, didn't Yitzchak know that he was a carbon already? Avraham already told Eliezer that don't take Yitzchak to Chutz La'aretz. So why did Yitzchak have to be reminded, don't leave? And the answer is, in the interim, Yitzchak became a Balmum. So I would like to suggest another approach, why even though Yitzchak was told, or he knew from Avraham, that he wasn't allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael, he still needed to be commanded by the Ribbono Shel Olam not to leave in the times of the famine. And with this we come to the question of Rabbi Yitzchak Sorotzkin. Rabbi Yitzchak Sorotzkin, and there's a sefer, Shmua Toiva, has a very interesting question. His question is like this. Why did Rashi wake up in Parshas Toldos to say that the reason why Yitzchak can't leave Eretz Yisrael is because he's a carbon oila? Why didn't Rashi say that when Avraham told Eliezer, don't take my son to Chutz La'aretz, Rashi should have said, because my son is a carbon oila? So, Rabbi Yitzchak Sorotzkin and the Sefer Shmua Toiva says the following interesting chiddush. Rinas something else? Rinas Yitzchak.
Isn't that
Sorotzkin also? Yeah. Rinas Yitzchak is Rav Sorotzkin, yeah. Yeah, correct. Yeah, yeah. This is Rabbi Yitzchak Sorotzkin. Number 11 and then number 12. He says like this. 11 is Rav Sorotzkin, 12 is someone else. Which one?
Yeah.
The other one. No, the Rosh Shiva. Yeah, I think. Yeah, so he says something very interesting. What is the halacha? Is somebody allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael? Stam! Let's say somebody hears that in America they invented a new lollipop. Are you allowed to leave Israel to partake of the new lollipop that was invented in America?
No, but you leave.
You're not allowed to.
You leave for a sugar.
One may not leave the land of Israel. If somebody lives in anybody in Eretz Yisrael, you cannot leave the land of Israel. If you want to come to the shir, you're allowed to leave Israel. If anybody wants to take a flight to next Wednesday night shir, permitted to leave Eretz Yisrael. Or if you want to get the new Sefer, you could also, but it's available in Eretz Yisrael. But all kidding aside, you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael for one of three reasons, the Rambam says. Number one, to learn Torah. Number two, to get married. And number three, if there's famine. However, the Rambam says, it is not Midas Chasidus to leave Eretz Yisrael in a time of famine, because Machlon and Kilyon left Eretz Yisrael in times of famine, and look what happened to them. Okay. Now, even though you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to get married or to learn Torah, are you allowed to leave permanently to get married? In other words, let's say you need to find a shidduch, but the girl says, I'll marry you, provided that you live in Woodmere between Peninsula Boulevard and West Broadway. So the guy could say, I want to get married, but I cannot leave the land of Israel and stay in Chutz La'aretz to get married. Do we paskin that way? Yes. Not everybody. Jewish people paskin that way. Gentiles do not paskin that way, but Klal Yisrael does paskin. One may not leave the Holy Land, even Bizman Azeh, to get married permanently, or to learn Torah permanently. You can only leave temporarily to find the shidduch and bring her back. She doesn't want to go back, you can't come. That is the psak of the Rambam, because the Rambam says, you're allowed to leave Lilma Tar Lisa Isha, Kishadaitoy Lachsar. Ah, says Rabbi Yitzchak Sorotzkin, Mamish Goinus. When Eliezer said to Avram, what if she doesn't want to come with me? Should I take Yitzchak with me and let him live in Chutzaretz so he could be married to some girl in Chutzaretz? Avram said, Chas v'shalom, rakas b'ni lo yisashev shama. Nothing to do with the fact he's an oila tamima, not because he's a carbon, because you can't leave Eretz Yisrael to permanently reside in Chutzaretz. That's what Avram was saying. And that's why Rashi does not say one word in this week's parsha. In this week's parsha, when Avraham Avinu is adamant, do not take Yitzchak to Chutz La'aretz, Rashi doesn't have to say anything. It has nothing to do with the fact that he's a carbon. He can't go to Chutz La'aretz because you're not allowed to permanently go to Chutz La'aretz, not for a marriage and not for a Torah. But in Parsha's Toldos, Yitzchak wasn't going permanently. He was going for a few days, because there's nothing to eat in Eretz Yisrael, so he figured he'll go temporarily to Mitzrayim so he could have a bite to eat. So was Yitzchak allowed to do that? So God said, even though you're not going permanently, so there's no isser of leaving Chutzaretz to go to Eretz Yisrael, it is also for you to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutzaretz temporarily because you're a carbon oila. So this answers all the questions. This answers the questions of why Rashi did not comment in this week's parsha. When Avraham told Eliezer, I don't want my son going l'chutz la'aretz, Rashi should have said he's a carbon oila. It has nothing to do with the fact he's a carbon oila. The idea was he would go l'chutz la'aretz to be there permanently. And Hashem said, it's obvious why he can't go there permanently. You're not allowed to leave Israel to go permanently to chutz la'aretz. Elamai, next week, Yitzchak wants to go temporarily. The reason he can't go temporarily is because he's a carbon oila. And this answers the kasha of Rav Ganat. His kasha was, didn't Yitzchak know already he's a carbon oila? Why did God have to tell him he's a carbon oila and don't leave? The answer is Yitzchak had no idea he's a carbon oila. How do you know? Oh, because that's why he couldn't leave Eretz Yisrael. That wasn't the reason. The reason he couldn't leave Eretz Yisrael is because you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael permanently to find a shidduch. It was a chiddush that God told him, by the way, you can't even leave temporarily. Okay.
Who said he was going to leave permanently?
That's what Eliezer was saying. Eliezer said, look, what if the girl doesn't want to go? Can I bring him with me to move to the five towns? And Avraham Avinu said, heaven forbid to permanently stay there.
That's even if the Torah can't be permanent.
Even Torah, it can't be permanent. The maila of living in Chutzaretz is that you could live in Chutzaretz. Unfortunately. But once you move to Israel, there ain't no returns. Now, you're allowed to come back for Parnassa, but again, so this is a very interesting thing. In fact, there's an interesting tshuva in, you ready for this? Shailas u'tshuvas mekadshei Hashem of Reb Tzvi Hirsch Meisels. I see my friend Reb Nassan, we were just there a little bit ago. When was that? I think during Aser Simei Tshuva, right? Aser Simei Tshuva, we're there. And Reb Tzvi Hirsch Meisels fields the following question. How was Yitzchak? Chazal say that Avraham sent Eliezer to marry a woman for Yitzchak because Yitzchak couldn't leave to Chutz La'aretz. But what do you mean? He's allowed to leave to Chutz La'aretz to marry a wife. So says Reb Tzvi Hirsch Meisel, Zavadi is allowed to leave to marry a wife if he's going temporarily. But he couldn't go temporarily because he's a carbon oila, and as a carbon oila, he cannot even go temporarily. Now, yeah.
That he gives over here in the second pasuk, the Nikisa, which you don't see, doesn't point to that problem. Because once he does get married and stays out, it's Yitzhak's problem, not Eliezer's
Right, but Avraham was stipulating in the deal. It's like Avraham Avinu didn't want his son going there. Why? I mean, why did Avraham make it his problem? Right, somehow Avraham himself did not want his son going there. Now, coming back to an interesting point over here. We said that Yitzchak is a carbon oila, and therefore he can't leave Israel. Well, wait a second. If he's a carbon oila, he shouldn't be able to leave the parameters of the Mikdash. What do you mean he can't leave Israel? So Rabbi Yo Mizrahi says, you're a carbon oila, and you're Kodesh Kadashim, and to you the whole Eretz Yisrael is likened like the Azara, and Chutz La'aretz is like outside of the Azara. And just like Kodesh Kadashim can't leave the Azara, you who are like a Kodesh Kodashim, you can't leave the Azara, namely Eretz Yisrael. In other words, there's some concept that on some level, on some dimension, Eretz Yisrael is like the Azara. In other words, it's not Mamish Yitzchak is a Karban Olah, and it, because if he was, he wouldn't be allowed to leave the Mikdash proper, but he's some dimension of a Karban Olah in that, in the dimension of Eretz Yisrael, being the Azara, he can't leave Eretz Yisrael. So in the Sefer Ben Melech, just points out that this gives us a sort of a heightened understanding of the chashivas of Eretz Yisrael. How should we view Eretz Yisrael? We should view Eretz Yisrael as its mamish, the makom habeis hamikdash. In other words, there is a mikdash proper, but there is an expanded version of the beis hamikdash. In a sense, the whole Eretz Yisrael has a degree of sanctity of the beis hamikdash. There's an element of mikdash to the entirety of Eretz Yisrael. There is a concept that clergy, kohanim, the kohen gadol, we know has to spend the whole day in the beis hamikdash. He's not to leave the beis hamikdash the whole day. It's a kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that his clergy stay in the mikdash, and that's why this sefer points out Avraham Avinu was commanded, walk in the land, don't leave the land. Hishalech ba'aretz lech lecha el ha'aretz asher areka. There's a concept Avraham Avinu was a kohen, and even though the mikdash is the mikdash, there is a dimension of mikdash to the whole Eretz Yisrael that we should view Eretz Yisrael as this is sort of the house of worship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though we only view the Beis HaMikdash proper that way, but there is a dimension of house of worship to the entirety of Eretz Yisrael. Now, Marv Raboisai, where else do Chazal say that Yitzchak Avinu was a Karban Olah? It's very interesting. In next week's Parsha, how old was Yitzchak when he got married?
37.
He was 37 when he needed a Shidduch, and he waited 3 years until Rivka Avinu became Roy Labia. He was 40. And how old was he when he had children? 60. He waited 10 years until she's worthy to she's capable of having children. And 10 years he waited for her to be considered Nakara, and then he really davened. Ask Rashi, why didn't he marry Shivcha like Abraham? You ever wondered? Why didn't Yitzchak marry a Shivcha? Abraham married a Shivcha. Yaakov married 2 Shivchais. Yitzchak should have married 4 Shivchais. I don't know. He should have married a bunch of them. Why didn't Yitzchak Avinu marry Shivcha? What? The Shivcha store is never closed. He could have gone to South Africa and picked up a Shivcha. This happened to be before they abolished slavery, right? The story of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov was before Abraham Lincoln, right? There are a lot of shivchas all over the place.
She couldn't marry a shivcha.
It says,
she was a carbon.
So Rashi says, the shivcha l'ratzalisa l'fishenes gadish b'hara maria lios oila tamima. Yitzchak was a carbon oila. A carbon oila can't marry a shivcha. So right before we went to print, I found a beautiful idea in the Sefer.
Where does it say that over here?
So Rashi, number 16.
Yeah.
So in the Sefer, Mayan Ganim, he says something beautiful. The Gemara in Taina says that Rav Nachman said, they said to Rav Nachman, if there is a plague in Eretz Yisrael, then even in Bavel you have to fast. Why? Because if the mistress is in distress, if the mistress is smitten, all alachas kama v'kama, the shivcha is smitten. Chutz aretz, vis-a-vis Israel, is a shivcha vis-a-vis the mistress. Chutz aretz is like a shivcha k'neged Eretz Yisrael. So he suggests the same way being a karban oila, Yitzchak Avinu couldn't leave Israel, he also couldn't marry a shivcha, What Eretz Yisrael is compared to Chutz Aretz, a Isha is compared to a Shivcha. So as a Karban Oila, he couldn't leave Eretz Yisrael and he couldn't marry a Shivcha. That's a very nice idea. But I want to point out the comments of the Zohar HaKadosh. And Reb Sender wants to hear what the Zohar says. Avraham Avinu, it says, Avraham, V'eile Toldois Noyach, Noyach. Right? Who else? Yaakov, Shmuel, but not by Yitzchak. It doesn't say Yitzchak, right, Israel? It doesn't say not in Parshas Tzav, and not in Parshas Tazria, and not in Parshas Shmini. It does not say anywhere Yitzchak. Why not? Why is Yitzchak the only one who doesn't get a double name? The Zohar writes, Yitzchak was the highest of all the Avos. Why does it say by all the Avos and all the Tzaddikim two names? Because they have two neshamas. A neshama of this world, a neshama of the next world. But when Yitzchak Avinu was at the Akedah and the knife was on his neck, he literally left this world. And his neshama of this world left. And when it came back, only the neshama of the next world came back. So Yitzchak Avinu is on the Madriga of being dead even when he's alive. Yitzchak Avinu is on the Madriga of Tchias HaMesim. When Yitzchak Avinu came back, what did Avraham Avinu say about him? Baruch Atah Hashem Mechaye HaMesim. Yitzchak Avinu is in the time of the Kates, even when he's Chai. That's why his name is Yitzchak. Yitzchak spells Kates Chai. He's in the end, even when he's alive. That's why Yitzchak means to laugh, because Yitzchak represents the time of Oz Yimale Schoy Pinu. Yitzchak, we will laugh in the future. He's already living in the future now, in the past.
What is it saying?
So therefore it doesn't say Yitzchak, because he only had the neshama of La'asid Lava. He didn't have the neshama of this world. He's living in the Kates even when he's Chai. That's why Yitzchak is the only one of the Avos that the Ribbono Shel Olam said, Elokei Yitzchak, when he's alive, because he's already secured and vouchsafed that he will never veer off, because he's already on the madriga of Olam Haba in this world. It is through Yitzchak that we're zoicha to Olam Haba, and to Tchias HaMesim, and to the Gula Asida. The Gemara in Shabbos says the only one of the Avos is going to argue with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and fight that we should be zoicha to the Gula is Yitzchak, because Yitzchak's on the madriga even when he's in the next world. He's still in this world. He's chai even in the Kates. You know why? Because he's an oyla tamima. He's completely mizdabig to HaKadosh Baruch Hu without any blemish, without any faults. By the way, why? When we say Yitzchak is an oyla tamima, says Rav Moshe Shapiro, that doesn't mean he tried to have been an oyla tamima, that Avraham Avinu attempted to bring him as a carbon oyla. No! Avraham Avinu was makriv him. And even when he wasn't makriv him, he put his knife on his neck. And even when he put his knife on his neck, his neshama left. And God, so he was an actual carbon. And even when he was removed, what does the pasuk say in Bechu Kaisai? V'zacharti es riksi Yaakov, v'af es riksi Yitzchak, v'af es riksi Avraham Ezgar. Asks Rashi, you ever hear of Rashi? He was an Orthodox rabbi. Rashi asks, he was my Elta Zeda, and so almost everybody else in this room. Rashi asks, why does it say v'zacharti by Yaakov, Ezgar by Avraham, and no zechira by Yitzchak? You know why? Because Hashem has to remember Avraham, because it happened in the past. Hashem has to remember Yaakov, because it happened in the past. But Yitzchak, God doesn't have to remember, because his ashes are still on Har HaMoriah. Yitzchak Avinu wasn't attempted to be brought as a carbon. He was brought as a carbon. He was brought up, the knife was on his neck, he died, and he turned to ash. Yitzchak Avinu turned to ash. God doesn't have to remember Yitzchak. There's a pile of ashes of Yitzchak on the Makom HaMizbeach until today. Yitzchak's in the next world even when he's alive. He's Yitzchak, he's Kates Chai. Yitzchak's going to come through for us in the future when God says, can I bring the Geula for these people? Yitzchak says, of course you can. But Pal Gialai, Pal Gialecha. Right? He's going to be the argument, by the way. You know, the Zohar says that David HaMelech got 70 years from who? We always say from Adam, but there's another cheshbon that we like to say over. He got 5 from Abraham. He got 28 from Yaakov. Why Yaakov 28? Koyach. Yaakov Avinu had the koyach. Koychi v'roishas oini. He had the koyach to overcome temptation. And Yosef gave 37. Those were the 37 years that came from that really Yitzchak was going to give. Why 37 Yitzchak was going to give? The 37 years before he became an Oyla Tamima. So if you add 5, 20 and 37, that's the 70 years of David HaMelech. Everything about Yitzchak's what?
That's why we break the middle matzah.
Let's make the middle matzah. Very good. Pagilai, Pagilach. This is a Munkacher, yeah? So, says Rav Shimshon Pinkos brings that the whole life of Yitzchak is one of great chiddush. Amram Avinu was an akar. Sarah was an akara. Amram Avinu was toichen ve'enoi poilet. Sarah Imenu was an islandess. And they produced a Yitzchak. It doesn't make sense. How could they produce such a child? It was statistically impossible. Avram looked in his astrological signs. No, there's no indication that there will ever be a Yitzchak. Yitzchak was already slaughtered on the Mizbeach. No, Yitzchak comes back. He was down for the count. He's Keitz Chai. He's alive, even though he's already in the next world. Yitzchak Avinu spent 3 years in Gan Eden. Yitzchak Avinu bequeathed to Klal Yisrael the possibility for the future. And that is Olam Haba. Because Yitzchak Avinu, by the way, when Yitzchak Avinu wants to give the bracha to Yaakov Avinu, to Esav, and he smells, Rashi says, he smells Gan Eden. How in the world does Yitzchak know what Gan Eden smells like? He's the only one who would know what Gan Eden smelled like. He's already in Chai, he's in the Kates, even when he's Chai. Yitzchak Avinu was intimately familiar with the La'asid Lavai. And this is the darga of Oila Tamima. He's Oila Tamima, he can't leave Eretz Yisrael. He can't marry a Shivcha. It doesn't say Yitzchak, because he only possesses the neshama of La'asid Lavai without the neshama of Oila Mazah. So we should talk about Zoycha, that Yitzchak Avinu's argument should be heard, and we should be Zoycha, the Ibn Sham should send Klal Yisrael the Keitz Chai, the Zman of the Gula, the Zman of Tchias HaMesim. And thank you everybody for listening, and wishing everybody a wonderful night. Baruch Vatzacha, V'chol Tov, Shkayach. Good night.
You've just experienced another Torah class, brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.